USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Order's been restored at the U.S.-Mexican border at the San Ysidro Port of Entry near San Diego, where it was closed for hours yesterday after hundreds of migrants tried to rush the U.S. border from the Mexican side. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost says,
"We want these individuals to remain peaceful and to present themselves at the port of entry for inspection, but I will tell you that we are prepared."
The group yesterday was forced back in part because Border Patrol agents fired tear gas at them. Mexico now says around 500 of the migrants are going to be deported. Former Roger Stone associate Jerome Corsi telling NBC News he's been offered a plea deal in the Mueller probe. Corsi says the charge of one count of perjury is related to testimony he gave on seeing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
General Motors will reportedly cut its workforce by 15% in a massive company-wide restructuring. The automaker saying 5 plants will stop production next year in Michigan, Maryland, Ohio, and in Ontario, Canada. And the executive staff will be cut by 25%. Firefighters finally getting a break battling the Camp Fire in Northern California. USA Radio's Wendy King is in Chico.
The grim search for bodies in paradise following the deadliest California wildfire in a century continues. 249 people are still unaccounted for. The Camp Fire is now 100% contained and the skies are clear here in Chico. So far, 88 fire-related deaths statewide in California.
President Trump's heading to Mississippi today for a couple of campaign rallies to support U.S. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith in a U.S. Senate runoff tomorrow against Democrat Mike Espy. He'll be in Tupelo and Biloxi today. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
New Jersey lawmakers may make a big step today towards making recreational marijuana legal in the Garden State. The state Senate and Assembly committees are expected to vote on a series of bills to make it legal to have an ounce of marijuana and to be able to use it at home or in designated areas. It would also put a 12% tax on recreational marijuana. Gasoline prices are continuing to drop around the nation, the price of oil posting another significant drop, falling $6 a barrel or about 14%, closing the week out at $50 a barrel. John Clemens has more.
18 states now have at least one station selling gasoline below $2 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the national average is now down 7 cents.
The national average posting another weekly decline, falling 7 cents a gallon in the last week to a national average of $2.53.
The statewide average across Missouri is $2.17 a gallon, while the pain at the pump is the highest for Hawaii at $3.88 a gallon.
And a NASA spacecraft is scheduled to land on Mars today. The Mars InSight lander scheduled to touch down on the Martian surface at about 3 p.m. Eastern Time. NASA says the mission is streaking into the planet's atmosphere at 12,000 miles an hour and will be slowed by retro rockets and a giant parachute. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.